my glasses on so I can see this, and now I can't see you. So I looked before to see who was here. Good morning. I'm really glad to see Susie hiding back there. Been thinking about her all week. And Bill and Joyce, and I told Joyce that I was going to stay away for a while because she got lots of really good greetings when she came in. So I think Bill did too. I believe he did. So I don't see any guests. Do I have a guest? Austin, well, are they guests? Oh, well, we're glad to have Austin and Letha. I did see you were there, and I'm glad to see you. Oh, yeah, I saw him too. He belongs there. And somebody with you. Who's with you? Bo, are you growing that much? Oh, my goodness, Bo. Well, let me look a little better. Oh, yeah, it does look like Bo. Well, I'm glad to have all of you here today. And I have some announcements that are marked that I need to make, evidently. Let's see what we got here. The friendly reminder will be coming out, and they need anything you would like to put in needs to be given to the office today or Monday. And Bread for the World, Fast Once a Month, advocacy, she says. Information handout is available today on the West Parlor table. Pick one up and consider foaming this Wednesday. Fast one meal, offer its cost to a hunger prevention agency. Advocate for the for compassion, public policy, and meditate and pray regarding the plight of poor and hungry. And then, oh, I hope this isn't a surprise because you know about it now. The children of Austin and Letha Cox invite friends to a reception celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary on Sunday afternoon, March 15th, from 2 to 4 at Friends Fellowship in Richmond. And then the rummage sale is still marked. Friends are welcome to bring secondhand or unwanted kitchen items, clothing, electronics, furniture, tools, and other household goods to the Meeting House Annex Attic to be sold at USFW's fundraiser on March the 20th. Please phone the church office if you need assistance transporting your donations to the church. And this week, we have ministering oversight tomorrow at 7, and then prayer, soup, supper, and choir practice on Wednesday evenings. Soup suppers at 6, choir practice at 7. Regular schedule for worship on next Sunday, March 1st, and then we will have monthly meeting and an informal potluck after the business meeting. On Friday, March 6th, it's changed to Friday now, ladies lunch out, 11:30, and it will be at the China House. Well, I had trouble thinking what I want to talk about. Usually I've got three or four things I want to talk about, and this time I just had trouble figuring out. And I'm hoping that you don't take this as a real downer. It's not meant to be. I'm sure that I'm not the only one in this meeting that has felt some anxiety, sorrow, and concern in this past month. There are times that my head seemed like it was just spinning when I try hard to find answers to questions and decisions I needed to make. and that's just my personal thing, but I know that others of you had a great deal on your hearts and minds. It kind of caused me to think back to when the day that we learned that Dale had cancer. And that day, I had a 15-year-old to try to talk to about it, and, or maybe he was 14, I'm not sure. And it was hard, and I knew I needed to pray. And when I tried to pray, I felt like I kind of spun in a loop or something, and I didn't feel like I was getting anything out to the Lord, just letting it spin like my head was spinning. Then I thought, well, I need to read the Bible. So I tried that, but I couldn't concentrate on anything I was reading. And so I called my friend that evening. I thought, what will I do? Called my friend Linda Reese. Some of you knew Linda. Some of you didn't ever know Linda Reese. She had MS and was in a wheelchair at the time that I called her, but she was a wonderful, I couldn't think what to say about her in the Bible, but she was more than this, she was a true scholar of the Bible. She understood, and she read, and I called her and I just said, Linda, I need something to hang on to. And so what she gave me were the words of Paul in his letter to Philippi. And if any of you want to look it up in the Bible, that would be fine. It's Philippians 4, and it starts at 4. So 4:4, Philippians 4:4. And then what I held on to so tightly ended with verse 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, or seen in me, and these are the words of Paul, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I'd like to thank Paul and Linda for sharing this. I needed it then and now. Anxiety is the opposite of prayer. And turning things, and we need to pray and then turn things over to God, not turn things around and around like I was doing with my anxiety. Can we pray? Dear Lord, thank you for the people of this meeting who have sustained me in times of weakness and despair. Amen. And we didn't have birthday Sunday, so I didn't leave anything out, right?
We're going to take our hymnals this morning, and we have a little change. We're going to sing hymn number 87, May Jesus Christ Be Praised, for Bill. Hymn number 87. Let's stand.
Jesus. She had an open piece of sheet music sitting on her piano, and Pam immediately started twisting her arm about playing for church. And she said, "You could play that piece over there." This is a song that I'm not sure I ever had heard until she played it for us that day. It is, the lyrics of this are on the back of your bulletin, the back cover of your bulletin. I would really appreciate it if you would all follow along while Lois plays. And she's doing this without knowing it as a special treat for those who are involved in Christian education in our meeting. Today is Teacher Appreciation Sunday. There are some bottles of fragrance here that are going to be given to the ladies and a couple of men who are involved in teaching or Christian Ed Committee. There is a bookmark on here that says, "Thanks be to God who spreads through us everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, with a note of thanks for Friends Christian Education Ministries here on Teacher Appreciation Sunday. So Pam's going to give these out today as she catches people. But thank you, Lois, for playing for the teachers as well as all the rest of us today. Thank you for being willing to do this. So please follow the lyrics as she plays. Thank you.
Let's turn to hymn number 517.
Will the ushers please come forward? Dear Lord, may the gifts that are given here today be used to bring a gentle peace to those who need it. Amen. Thank you.
see if you can locate your bulletin insert, and we'll look at the prayer concern side of the page. We've got a lot of work to do this morning. Ben Critch was taken into what was basically an emergency surgery on Friday, sometime after noon. The board kept saying 2:15, but I think they took him in earlier than that, and was in surgery for pretty much 3 hours, I think. They ended up having to remove a significant portion of his digestive system in order to be able to stop this bleeding that has been such a problem. And so it's going to mean that Ben has a significantly long recovery after this surgery. Marcia said this morning that Eileen had called and asked that we express to all of you her thanks for your prayers for Ben. Today has not been a good day so far for Ben, she said, but this is day three, and they always say that day three is when it gets the worst and then it turns the corner. So we will pray that that will be true for Ben today. He is likely to be there at the hospital for some time. I'm not sure how long they'll hang on to him, but it's going to be several days for recuperation after this major surgery. Then he still has that broken leg to deal with. They are looking at least at Morrison Woods Rehab Center, same place that Ellen has been visiting with her mother-in-law recently. I think Ellen's going to get a commission for actually referring him over there. We'll hope for that anyway. You can pray for that too. But it's likely that that is where Ben will be moved for quite a while as he gets finally back on his feet. So please pray for Ben and Eileen and for their family and ask the Lord to be with them all and to help Ben in his recovery. Betty Monk seems to be doing fairly well at home. I think Margot was leaving today. So she's going to be kind of on her own, one-armed for a while. It will be really important for all of us to check on her as we're able, try to help her out when we can. But give thanks that she has done well after her bone repair surgery and just pray that she will be able to continue improving and getting better. I'm really happy to see Susie. I did not think that you'd get out and hobble around today, so I'm really glad you're here. She not only had a couple of surgical things happen last week, but she also then tried to turn too quickly in the kitchen and fell and hit some stuff and kind of cracked her noggin too. So you win today's award for toughness. We are really thankful to see you. Please pray for Susie as she recovers after skin cancer surgeries and some work on her hip and also some injuries from a fall. Let's pray that she'll get better really quickly. And a couple of friends, even after Pam and I were there the other day, have been in to see Carolyn Houck since at Signature Healthcare and said that she was in therapy and is doing okay. One comment was she looked a little peaked, but after you've been in bed for most of a month, that sort of happens. I think it's been 3 weeks probably for her. I think maybe another week and they may let her come back to Winchester. So pray for Carolyn as she recuperates after her fall and bone fracture and AFib and all the other stuff they found. I've lost track of it all now. In addition, you saw Val up here wearing fashionable new footwear. She didn't break her ankle, thank goodness, but she said that she has a bone spur on that foot and they are trying to clear up the inflammation, maybe surgery in her future as well. I swear we should get a group discount. As much surgery as this group has had here lately. Well, please pray for Val as she recovers and gets better with a painful foot. And she also said that her father has been in the hospital this past week. He's back home now, but in the midst of having to bury his twin brother, Millard also became ill enough that they needed to put him in the hospital. So please pray for Val's father as well, Millard Lay. Next on the list are those who are just unwell with the seasonal stuff. Unfortunately, we're not free and clear of that yet. So pray for friends as you find out that they are dealing with that. And also continue praying for those who are trying to deal with this epidemic that is sweeping the world. Pray for the medical people who must be losing a lot of sleep trying to get that under control. The cancer list remains the same as it has been. Please take note of those names in bold and pray for each of them and for all others that you are aware of, and for the people that care for them and that are standing with them as well. We still have a number of loved ones and friends in Florida. The latest, I think, addition to that crowd was Wayne and Connie. They left this week for Florida, I believe I heard. So pray for them and all the others who are there and ask the Lord to remind them to come home soon. And I hope that you've been paying attention to the news of the least potential for a cessation of violence in Afghanistan. It is tenuous, it is precarious, but it is hopeful. And we need to pray that those who are at the table in those negotiations and those who are on the streets deciding whether or not to do more devious things will all find themselves longing for peace. But pray for peace there. Pray for peace in all of those other places in the world that seem so violent. Pray for peace right here in our own home situation. That's what we knew about yesterday when we finally printed this. We would be glad to add your concerns to this, be even gladder to hear your words of praise to God for his answers to your prayers. We'll take just a moment to hear those, and then we'll enter into some waiting worship. Concerns? Your sister arrived. I'm really glad to see her. Welcome, Deborah. I was asking where your sister was, and she's here. Virginia?
I just want to thank everybody for your prayers. I went to the cardiologist, and we're going to do a couple more tests to make sure that there's nothing else there, but there is extra heart muscle. I told him, I guess, the heart was to go with the rest of the chunky part of my body. I just kind of have a chunky heart there, a little extra muscle, and it gets in the way when my heart speeds up and beats and kind of tries to block the aortic valve, the blood flow going out. So that's what's been causing the fainting spells that I've had challenges with, and the chest pain and shortness of breath and things like that. So we take a little pill called a beta blocker each day, and keeps your heart kind of on a regular pace, keeps it from speeding up and things like that, and seems to be doing well right now. So we go back to see him the first part of April, and so far everything seems to be doing well with that. So thank you for your prayers, and just a little extra there that didn't know I had for a lot of years. They say it's hereditary, so.
We'll give thanks to God for that. Thanks for the update. Others, concerns, words of praise? Ellen.
I think mine's praise. I want to thank Diana for deciding she can come out of retirement and help Betty. That has been a real blessing to Betty. She was so worried about that, and she wants to stay home, so I think she'll do more for herself if she is home, but Diana's planning to be there some. And I told her I'd try to help out if she couldn't be there, so I don't know. I'm sure Betty would rather have Diana. But and you've all done a great job with feeding Betty. In fact, she had so much food, I think she invited me over to eat a few times. I didn't go.
Yeah, everybody dealing with medical stuff has somebody caring for them. We need to pray for those caregivers often. Other concerns, other words of thanks to God? If you're taking notes, draw a circle around Ben Critch's name up there. Be praying especially for him in these next several days. In addition to what is printed there before you, pray for Val Pearson dealing with a bone spur on her foot, and for her father, who has not been well this past week in the midst of losing his brother. Pray for Virginia. She continues in testing and treatment for cardiac difficulties. And pray for Diana, who has not recuperated all that long from her last surgery and now is going to help Betty after hers. So that's a wonderful thing. Pray that she'll be well and that will speed Betty's recovery. We're going to enter into some waiting worship. Please use a bit of that time to look down this list and lock in some of these things for your thinking and praying in the week ahead. But then just use this time to focus on God's presence among us. We are looking at that first query on your cream-colored insert today, the one that says, do you practice the presence of God? Do you experience, do you work at experiencing the presence of God every day? This is our chance to practice. Let's do that well. You are welcome to speak out of the silence as you're led. Lord, you have heard our hearts. You know our needs. You, better than any other, are equipped to address them and to do amazing things. And so we wait quietly in your presence. We offer these friends and loved ones into your care and ask that you would watch over them, help them, heal them, protect them, inspire them. Let them know, above all else, that you are present with them to help. Keep us faithful in our praying. Prompt us by your Spirit often to remind us of those who need a special touch from you in that moment, and help us to be ready anytime you nudge our hearts to get involved in being the answer to your prayer, to our prayers, to your wishes. We are so grateful, Lord, that you love us the way you do. Thank you for caring for our friends. In Christ's name, amen. I brought this in here on a whim, but let's whim away.
Just clear out of balance. Sort of balance up.
And besides, Pam needs the neck exercise. I'm going to make this easy on myself. This actually matters for the scripture that we're going to look at in a minute. You all know this little chorus, so just sing along with me, all right? The first verse is, "Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship him." The second verse goes, "He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him." Just two little verses, okay? Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship him. Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ our Lord. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship him. He is all my righteousness. I stand complete in him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ, my Lord. Kind of goes along with these verses from 2 Peter, the first chapter. If you'd like to follow along, I'll read verses 3 through 11. As I thought about that first query on your sheet of 13 queries, this is the updated list from the 2002 one that's in the hymnal. And this is the one you can stick in your Bible and take with you and think about frequently over the next few weeks. As I was thinking about that first query, the passage of scripture that just kept coming to mind was this. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through these, which means his own glory and goodness, he has given us his very great and precious promises so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have these, then he's nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he's been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A long time ago, in a faraway place, something happened that I've told you about before, but it's been quite a long time, and you've probably forgotten it. In a place called Kampala, after Pam and I had been there not all that long, her nephew from Oregon, I think we can safely conclude, it was so long ago that we didn't even know anything about autism back then, but I think we can safely conclude that he has Asperger's syndrome, probably. Just off the chart smart. Ever since he was a little tiny kid, he was so smart, but so awkward to be around, so difficult, and kind of full of himself a little bit, so that didn't help things all that much. He went to college. And he went to college probably before he was even old enough to go to college. He was one of those guys. And he took a class. He was interested in government and politics all the time. And he took a class that said, oh, you should go and do a foreign trip. So he did his foreign trip to Uganda because he had Aunt Pam sitting there in Kampala with nothing to do but show him around. So he came and landed on us. He intended to take 6 weeks to travel around East and Central Africa and figure it all out and fix it, I guess. He went there intent on transforming the place. He did not go there with any mind of being transformed by the place. He knew everything there was to know about Uganda and most of the countries around us, and he would regale us with all kinds of this stuff that he'd read in books as we sat at meals and listened to him talk about getting ready to start out on this great adventure moving around. After about 4 days with us, he took off for Zaire. He lasted a day and a half or 2 days, went to the airport, got on an airplane, and went home. His six-week adventure ended up being a six-day disaster. And it was primarily because he was unwilling to be transformed by Africa. He went there thinking he was going to transform it. And instead, when he went there, even with all of his knowledge, all of his intimate knowledge of the ins and outs of life and sociology and politics and everything else in all of those countries, he couldn't handle it. He could not deal with it. And he just bought a plane ticket and went back home. All of his, as William Penn says there at the quote at the top of your bulletin, all of the opinions and speculations and notions and soundly worded articles that Paul had read did not make him someone who could love Africa and Africans. And so he took off. Last week we began looking at Friend's unique testimony of using probing spiritual questions called queries rather than lofty statements of belief called creeds to hold ourselves accountable to God's intentions for our lives. Those creeds that we looked at are found on numbers 716 and 717 in your hymnal if you want to look at them again or if you weren't here last week. But we compared and contrasted the Friend's queries in the inside cover of your hymnals to the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed that are there in the very back of the book. And we saw that there is a significant difference in how they are stated. It's the difference that was spoken of in James chapter 2, where faith without works is lifeless and dead. You can have all the knowledge and belief you want, but if you have belief without works, belief that does not transform, then it is just intellectual ping pong. It is not something that will transform a broken world. The first query at the top of the sheet that you got in your bulletin today, called spiritual growth, is the query about personal spiritual life. Personal. The second query is about corporate spiritual life, and we'll look at that next Sunday. This first one seems to stress to us that in the spiritual life, it's really important to take first things first, to start at the beginning. Reminds me of the teacher that once gave a big, long test to their class. And this teacher said, "Now, the most important thing about this test, you've all heard this before, read all of the instructions before you begin. Follow all of the instructions."